At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
Yo, what's up? Welcome to Kind of Funny First Impressions. I'm one of your hosts, Blessing Adioe Jr. Joining me is twitch.tv/AndyCortez. Andy, how are you doing?
Just sipping on some Coke energy, yeah. Waiting for Coke Gaming to come by the stream.
Oh man, we
waiting for Coke Gaming.
Can't wait. Of course, this is Kind of Funny First Impressions. Each episode, we join you to talk about new and exciting games that we're able to get our hands on. You can access it live right here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. Right, Barrett, we're live, right?
We are live.
This is live?
I don't know. People can
watch us right now.
You'll never know.
Or later on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames and on podcast services around the globe on the Gamescast feed. Today, we're playing Bleeding Edge, specifically the closed beta that's out for the Xbox One. Now, Andy, both me and you got codes for this.
Uh-huh.
I've not touched it yet. I don't even think I've seen gameplay of Bleeding Edge now that I think about it. Have you gotten to play it at all?
No. So I guess it unlocked today, right? Because that's when I started seeing the tweets.
Yeah.
Hey, it's now open. Everybody jump in if you have access to the closed beta. Now, I did get to watch our good friend twitch.tv/SanchoWest
play earlier. Oh, the homie.
And it looks very much like a more of a third-person view MOBA. Like, everybody's... Everybody's fighting with melee and stuff, and you need to have healers. You want to make sure that you are kind of, you want to make sure you're jungling in the middle row or whatever those goddamn League of Legends dorks talk about.
Yeah. I went and I looked up descriptions of this game just to make sure I have everything right and correct for the show, and I saw MOBA come up, and I was like, certainly that's wrong, but you're telling me that that's accurate.
I mean, it's not a top-down view. You know, it doesn't look like Dota. It doesn't look like League of Legends. But
is it more
of
like a Battleborn kind of deal?
It kind of has those characteristics, yeah. From third-person view. There's all these different heroes or legends or whatever the hell we want to call these bleeding edges.
Bleeding
edgemen.
Oh man,
edgemen.
Bleeding edges sounds wrong.
That sounds really
sounds really
terrible.
Wrong.
Yeah, edging and just blood and stuff.
Oh god.
There's a bunch of different heroes you can select from. I don't know exactly what they call them, but we're gonna hop into the training. This is a little bit more. This is a weirder first impressions, Bless. I was talking to Barrett earlier because normally when we do one of these, either of us have played before, and we know things to talk about, or we know when to point out, oh, so this is a cool thing.
Yeah.
That way audio listeners can kind of get a grasp on what we're talking about. But we're just jumping in blind.
This is us coming in fresh.
We are blind fury.
You know,
right
to lay out some game facts for you guys, right? The game releases March 24th, 2020. I think it did do like an alpha early access thing.
Really?
Like a few weeks after E3, yeah, because I remember that being a big push. And I was interested in this game because I love Ninja Theory. Ninja Theory is the one who develops this, right? And Ninja Theory, they do games such as Hellblade. They do, they've done Enslaved, Odyssey to the West, whatever that game the game's called, right? Heavenly Sword, DMC, Devil May Cry. They've done games that mainly Hellblade and DMC are the ones that I've played and enjoyed, right? I love Hellblade. And so Ninja Theory as a studio, I really like, and I like their direction and all this stuff. This is a weird game for them because this is multiplayer. This is, like you said, like MOBA-ish, right? I've heard it analogized to Overwatch, right, in some ways.
It's essentially a melee Overwatch.
Yeah, right?
It seems like,
and so I've had a fascination with this game, but I've not really taken the time to really look into it and dig into it, right? I've been kind of waiting to before I jump in so I can come in with everybody else. And so, again, published by Xbox Game Studios, developed by Ninja Theory. Right here we have the combat basics. Keep calm and hit things.
I'm waiting for... Barrett has to adjust some stuff for us. Are we already on that screen, by the way, Barrett?
They can see gameplay, yeah.
Oh, tight. Okay, cool. That's right, because we were recording this a little bit differently.
Yeah.
So let's see what the hell this is about. I am using my Xbox Elite 2.
Oh,
Series 2.
Oh, man.
That I
go
bought.
Hard.
I
go
bought
off.
This, bought it a couple weeks ago. Feels so good.
Already, right. I think this game looks cool.
It looks very much like Borderlands. It's got this sort of, it's not cel shaded, but
it's like
every
edgy.
Character has sort of an outline on it.
Yeah.
So I don't know who this character is. Head and hit jump. Okay, I've jumped before.
It's like
in games.
The characters move kind of like Sunset Overdrive a little bit.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, beautiful visuals. Have that, like,
animated. Yeah, this game looks
so
awesome.
So right here, just a little insider game development knowledge. What you want to do with these maps right here, Blessing, mm-hmm. this map has more specularity, thus making it look like water. But it's not really water. It's just all fake. A little inside game dev knowledge for you guys.
Wow.
Yeah. Specularity maps, making stuff look like metal, making stuff look like stone. Every fighter has a basic attacks. You can perform combos. Okay. All right. Well, so I mean, you're a big fighting game fan, yeah. Bless. So I feel like once you get your hands on this, you're really going to dig it.
No, yeah. I love it. I love games that are super mechanical, right? Anything that I can get in, like Devil May Cry, like Nier, like stuff that has combos and stuff that has
how good is
mechanics
Nier, man?
That can. Oh, dude. you played Nier Automata?
I did, yeah. Dude. I did like 1.5 playthroughs.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, I don't want to keep doing playthroughs.
Yeah.
I'm just going to watch some YouTube videos.
It's one of those things where the structure of it, I understand why they did it the way they did it, because you kind of have to get through that second playthrough to really understand certain things about the story. And then once you get to playthrough like 3, 4, 5 or endings C, what comes after C? C, D, and E, right? Once you get to the later endings, the game branches off totally differently. You're not doing the same thing, but yeah, dude, Nier is such a good game, but we're playing Bleeding Edge. So I went to their website and pulled some, I wanted to see how they talk about the game, right?
Okay.
And so they have in big font here. It's a looks like Gizmo wants to make things interesting.
This is a good opportunity to evade.
Okay, so they still
looks like they're teaching you
some things. Yeah. So they describe it as a 4v4 team fighter, right? And they say experience one of a kind multiplayer that fuses combo mechanics with dynamic third person action. Team up and execute powerful synergized attacks to become an unstoppable force in the face of your enemies. Freeze foes in time, control mines, ride missiles, and unleash electrifying guitar solos in a fast paced yet strategic combat system that rewards technique, timing, and teamwork. And all this sounds appealing to me.
It does. The thing I'm worried about is, is this going to be one of those games where it's going to be tough if you don't have a dedicated squad on comms?
Because
I was chatting with Sancho. I was in Sancho West's chat, and he was like, I tried playing solo earlier, and it wasn't a great time. Mostly because, obviously, everybody's still getting the hang of things. Not everybody knows all of the mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just said, I was getting stomped. I was dying nonstop. But then, eventually, I join up with some friends and we're all kind of coordinating. Hey, heal me here. It is similar to Overwatch as well, where we're going to keep saying Overwatch today.
Yeah.
But the arenas, the way they're built, there are health packs in dedicated spots.
Okay.
So if you aren't getting the heals you need, you can possibly try to maneuver yourself and work towards a health.
Another thing they put out in the website, right? Like another bullet point they have is treacherous terrain. Use your environment to your advantage with deadly arena hazards and gain the upper hand in moments of chaos. Yank opponents into a high voltage electric fence with Buttercup's buzzsaw whilst Daemon lies stealthily in wait. Charge enemy aggressors into the path of an oncoming train with Makudu's shoulder barge, trap careless enemies within Maeve's magical cage, and light a raging fire beneath their very feet. So it sounds like the levels that you're playing are going to be important, right? Like the environment is going to have an importance to how you approach certain situations.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be like most, like any sort of hero-based shooter where certain environments, you know, you would feel more encouraged to pick certain people because they might have abilities that just suit themselves. But really quick, while you're talking, I didn't really hear much of what you were saying because I was just thinking, follow me!
Oh my
set
God.
Set me free!
I've had that. So earlier today, obviously, like I'm still wearing my Sonic gear. I have my Tails hat right here, right? We just got done with Scream Fast where we talked about Sonic for a full hour, and I've had Escape from the City stuck in my head for the last few hours. Are you liking this?
Stunts, dog. Oh. Holy shit. Woo! Fucking follow me. Fucking set me free.
I don't know if this is the Xbox One X in like the 4K, but I really like how this game looks.
It's likely being upres to 4K, yeah. Much like other competitive shooters or competitive games where they have that mode where it'll sort of crisp up, use attacks. Oh, that's right. Wait, what? Oh, sick. Okay. So there is an evade bar.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Which will get used up. Whoa, what the hell is that? Oh, I forgot I have the paddles on this thing. I'm trying to evade, but this big man is just like, maybe I should attack this little woman first. which is something that really bad out of context.
Yeah, no, somebody clips that and just tweets that. That could get you in trouble.
Yeah. Uh-oh, who's this gentleman? Oh, here we go. Here come the support roles.
Oh, okay.
So this man has snakes on his hand. I don't know how he's going to support me. In what way? And they spelled woe wrong, which is just a disgrace.
No, that's the correct one.
That looks like the right one.
But what if the snakes, instead of, like, when they bite you, instead of giving you poison, they give you, like, health, you know? What if
milk,
the venom?
Maybe?
Yeah, milk.
Gatorade?
Yeah.
To be clear, this is a PvP game. Right, you're playing you're playing against other players. It's a multiplayer 4v4 game, but right now we're playing with bots because it's the tutorial.
Yeah, correct. Good timing, Zero Cool. Oh, his name's Zero Cool, like from that hacker movie, Hackers. Y'all are too young. I mean, I don't remember it either, but... Okay, so heal.
Did Hackers come out in, like, the 2000s? As a
ranger, you can shoot enemies kind of, yeah.
Attack. Oh, never mind, it's 1995.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Hold X to shoot enemies, okay.
Wow, so right now you're in, like, a...
And then I
you're
can...
You're in a turret kind of vehicle.
Yeah. So some of the healers have these abilities where you want to stay far away. For example, the little lady that I wanted to attack earlier,
mount up, yeah, and follow Damon.
So the little lady that was in the arena earlier, she said, oh, look at his little digital steering wheel. That looks really
sick.
Oh,
yeah, that does
this guy's
sick.
Sick.
Yeah, this guy's cool.
He looks like VizKid from Burger King. The Burger King logos. Again, you guys are just way too young.
Yeah,
for
I was going to say,
man.
That's a reference to that. Scott, yeah. I was going to say, like,
there's a kid. There was a kid in a wheelchair. There's a girl with red hair. They basically look like the Recess, the cast of Recess.
Oh, okay.
And then, but Recess ripped off Burger King. But there was a kid named VizKid. He had a little visor.
Recess
so
ripped
tight.
Off Burger King.
Yeah. I mean, fucking. I have it on good authority of that. You can use evade to get up safely. Using evade this way costs no stamina. Okay. Use evade. Now to get up. Hold directions in any direction. Press RT. Makuta is out of position and on his own. Let's take him out. Oh, okay. So I can keep my... Oh, okay. Okay, so I hold Y to heal my dudes.
Uh-huh.
And that's when it turns to this sort of green thing. It's sort of like Mercy.
Gotcha.
Playing Mercy in Overwatch.
All right.
Again, that's a fifth Overwatch reference. Everybody keep
going. It's going to keep coming.
Yeah. Makuta will respawn shortly. Oh, he's going to respawn. Okay.
Hmm. Again, very different for a Ninja Theory game.
I mean, totally.
Yeah.
So we always kind of hoped that this was hopefully going to be a game that they put out. Obviously, I don't want to say that this is a half-assed game. We know that this is a game that they had been working on prior, but just didn't have budget to finish it.
Yeah, that was like the story of when they're during the development of Hellblade, right? They were also working on this, but they were like, okay, let's actually shift all our resources to Hellblade.
Correct.
Because this we need to shelve this for now. We have like grand ideas for this.
It's
going to
take more time.
Yeah, it's going
to
take more time.
What I'm hoping this does is I'm hoping this game is financially successful enough to continue to. Fund future Ninja Theory projects on the grander scale, like the things that they hinted at with that little horror.
Yeah, yeah.
Horror
Project
short.
Mera,
God, every time I say horror, it just sounds like I'm saying horror.
No, yeah, I have the same issue.
Horror.
I have
horror.
To like emphasize horror.
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 Oh, who's this woman?
Wow, this looks like, what's her name from?
From Borderlands.
Yeah, Borderlands.
I'm sure there's going to be a million comparisons to everything.
Yeah,
but immediately looking at the guitar guy, he looks like the guitar dude from Guitar Hero or Rock Band, one of
those. Oh yeah,
they like Guitar Hero, where you can get the skin looking dude. Now we have a full team. Cool, tight. Okay. There's that slimy healer Kulev at the back. Kulev. We should try and take
him out first. This game definitely has a style that it's going for. Then we'll jump in.
Okay.
It's like the. This game is for people who say the word badass.
Control, oh yeah.
Unironically.
Controlled change to Damon. This guy's such a badass. I can use my stealth, okay, to get in behind. Oh, tight, okay, so abilities and supers.
Oh.
Supers and abilities. So audio listeners, I don't know how to help you out here. But it's 4v4 audio listeners, and it looks like, you know, similar tank, DPS, healer sort of compositions. abilities, and I'm stealthing right now.
Oh, okay, so yeah, just go invisible and you activate stealth.
I'm sneaking behind Kulev, and I guess because he's the healer. God, he's so scary looking.
Right?
So he's the healer, and it's just like in much like Overwatch, you want to go after the healer first. You take the head off the snake, no pun intended. Shit, I'm out of stealth mode. Oh, I have a time limit. I see. We're busy talking, Ninja Theory. Apologies.
Let me see. There's like a last bullet point here in the website that I'll go ahead and highlight, right? It says, mod your combat, show your style. Give yourself an edge by creating unique loadouts for every fighter. Choose from hundreds of cybernetic mods to fully tailor your build to suit your personal playstyle, all earnable through gameplay. Customize each fighter's, hoverboard.
This dude's Genji.
With blazing trails, unique stickers, and basically you can customize.
This dude's Genji.
Oh, yeah, he moves like Genji.
This dude's Genji, and he throws little shurikens. Yeah, pretty sick. This game just feels like it's almost required to have
like prior knowledge,
it would benefit you to have a controller like this where you have access to paddle buttons.
Yeah,
because you walk up, you attack, and then the next thing you know, they're around you immediately. So you have to take your hand off the attack buttons. Yeah.
Had that controller control.
Yeah.
I feel you.
Stay together as a group.
Does it feel nice to play? Like, does this game feel like everything's right? You know what I mean?
Nothing right now is blowing me away mechanically. It feels like it ought to, but it doesn't. I don't know.
It's not like, oh, this is the one. This is it.
No, it doesn't feel super tight. The attacks are very automated. Like you.
It's like very like area of effect kind of thing. Of like,
yeah, like if you are aiming at this dude and you hit the B button, he's going to throw the shurikens at the dude.
Okay.
As opposed to like having to aim in a certain way.
Okay. See, that gives me pause because I don't know if that's going to be. That's not necessarily my jam. I like the skill involved in like actually hitting a thing.
I think those are just because they are projectile moves. But when I was watching Sancho West play earlier, he was the giant dude who has the ball in his stomach. There's like a sphere in his stomach that kind of he's like a robot humanoid guy, and that was very much run up to the guy, try to combo moves, knock him up into the air, and do all sort of stuff.
Gotcha. Yeah, I want that option.
Objective control.
So yeah, it could be character by character how that stuff plays out.
Yeah. Okay, King of the Hill style. Okay.
Oh. Blew some fire.
There we go.
Good job, Andy.
Huh?
Good job.
We did it. We captured it, guys.
We did it.
We captured it.
Objective A.
Can I get 10 gifted subs, guys, for capturing that point?
Thanks, everyone.
Let's see here. And Coke Gaming, where you at, for real? What the fuck?
Come, friend.
I'm mounting up. Time to mount up. Man. Oh, that's it. That was it, I guess.
Oh, so this game has a mini map. I just realized that.
Gizmo is blocking our path. Let's take it down. So the arenas are not so small as we thought.
Yeah. I guess that is where like the mobile comes in, like the explorability of the arena.
That was pretty sick. I guess once you start to figure out combos and how the different abilities lead into the next ability, I feel like that's where it can kind of get satisfying. But, like, you know, I use the B button down there and there's a cooldown. You kind of got to remember there is a cooldown. X is just your standard attack, but there's always a cooldown with the special ability.
Also, we really did get 10 gifted
subs. Shout out to Joe Beezer who gave
Joe Beezer went off.
Hell yeah, Joe Beezer. See, guys, Nitro Rifle speaks, they answer. The NRA answers. The cool NRA.
Oh, Nitro Rifle is all shaking.
The cool and good NRA.
Yeah, I was like, wait, the NRA?
Yeah.
I don't know if I want them to answer.
Yeah. We usually don't, but this is a different situation.
Yeah. All right, so we got some combat action.
The one kind of a annoying thing is you are constantly going to take your hands off of the attack buttons.
Yeah, is there like
the
a lock-on kind of thing at all?
Yeah, there probably is. You know, there probably is.
Because this is your first time actually playing this.
Yeah. There was a lock-on while I was healing earlier, but there didn't seem to be I don't know if there's a lock on, actually. Let's see. Controller. Oh, there's accessibility options. It's always good.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Input mapping. Here we go. Lock on. Okay, so lock on is left trigger.
Yeah, left
gotcha.
Trigger.
That's tight. No, what did I do? I didn't get out of this.
Yeah,
just
you're
back
fine.
Out, Andy. Tight. Okay.
Let's see. Yeah, left trigger is lock on, and clicking the right stick changes targets. Awesome.
Gotcha. Oh, okay. So right trigger is evade as well. So
okay.
I guess maybe if you're in lock-on mode, it's no longer evade.
No, you're right thumbstick to switch.
Oh, right there. Thumbstick. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
I want to see what a match looks like. I wonder how long this tutorial is.
Yeah, I kind of want to back out of the tutorial and just get in it.
Honestly,
power
man,
cell control.
I wouldn't be opposed to it.
All right, chat. We're doing it.
Yeah, we're doing it. We're going
we're doing
in
it,
raw.
Chat. Chat, can I get a bunch of two hornies in chat
yeah,
right
get,
now?
Put some two hornies in chat.
This is a very unconventional
first impression.
First impressions. No. Yeah, this is always going to be in the middle. This is a more of a weird one. Like I was telling Barrett, when Greg plays Halo or when Nick plays Last of Us, we're more in the entertaining mode as opposed
yeah,
to
the
editorial
inform,
mode.
Yeah.
Let's get into
it's kind of a mixture of both though, because we're in this adventure together,
and that's what makes you the number one gaming journalist, Andy. You're a little bit of both.
It is, yeah. If you all notice, I tweeted out a couple days ago where I asked Ken Levine what he was doing.
I did see that.
This is an old tweet from about 2 years ago, and I said, "Ken, what you up to?" And he said, "Making video games." I was like, "Nice."
Yeah.
And then I got a lot of replies that were like, "Man, that is some gaming journalism at its finest." How the fuck do I get to the menu, bro? What do I do?
You're stuck in that top right corner. Maybe you have to back out. There you go.
What? Oh
yeah.
Yeah.
You see that?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So it's like graffiti on the wall.
It's a different. Yeah, I was trying to get to the left. I was stuck in that little mode up there. All right, let's go to fight. Searching for game.
So I like this main menu.
Yeah. I'll play a map, and then we'll switch off.
Sounds good.
Tutorials, no. I guess you could do stuff while you're waiting
for
a match.
That's good.
Practice moves. Let's see if we can practice moves.
Yeah, I can't wait to see these characters.
Yeah, there's a lot of really cool different aesthetics for different... there's a lot of cybernetic sort of vibes going on in this game.
Once again, this is in closed beta, and so if you've pre-ordered the game, I believe, or if you have Xbox Game Pass, I believe you have access to this. Double-check me on
that. Destroy canisters to collect power cells, and the other team has to deliver power cells to drop zones to earn... No? Are we both doing that? We're all doing that.
See, people in chat are confirming it's closed to Game Pass and pre-orders.
Gotcha. That's pretty sick.
Yeah.
This controller, man, I'll tell you what. I still need to work on getting the back buttons correctly mapped. Mm-hmm. So when I play Apex, I got heal and grenade.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't have
to D-pad. That's like one of the things I don't like about the controller layout in Apex is using the D-pad to switch over.
Oh, all so right. It suggests people, which is kind of interesting.
That's a really nice system right there.
So
you got Zero Cool, Kulev, Gizmo.
So everybody, it looked like a couple people are taking already.
Nidhogger. Wow. After I said that, I was like, did I just say something bad?
And yeah,
like,
you're close.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine for you. You can say.
Yeah. I mean, that's his literal name is Nidhogger.
I mean, I wonder if he's a really big fan of the game Nidhogg.
It's possible.
It's a risky one. I mean, obviously he's a fan of Nidhogg.
Yeah.
It's just that R, that hard R.
It's scary. It's very
make
scary.
Me nervous. Hear somebody say that online. It's like, oh.
I'm just getting scared right now. I'm getting real scared.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Mini mech. Okay, you could select your super rocket. Ride a giant missile. The longer the ride, the bigger the bang. Press X to explode. Okay, I'll do that. Sure. 3, 2, 1. We're mounting up.
Right,
so we're going to go try to destroy some cells. So she's not even melee. She's just straight up
shooter,
it looks like.
There's like close-up shots, right? It looks like you can't do like long-range stuff.
Nah, this little freaking nature
character
is invisible.
Right there.
Yeah, this little freaking nature.
Thinks they're clever. So yeah, your whole thing is got to get like a mid-range distance with this character. I like it. I keep saying this, but I really like how this game looks. Like, stylistically,
oh, it looks
it's,
sick.
It's appealing to me.
This guy's obviously MLG level already. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I'm dead. So she doesn't feel super cool. when you're getting kind of pummeled at close range and you're a shooter. So maybe that's why they told me another player was suggested.
All right, so you can change characters midway through, is what it looks like.
Yeah, all right, it looks like at least after every...
After a death.
After a death.
Yeah.
Overwatch which still, that. I haven't died in this game yet, which is really impressive.
Good job, Andy.
Thanks. Thank you.
I like
what's
this guy's what's, his board.
Are you playing or what's going on?
I think they're just messing around.
Are they waiting for me, maybe?
All right, so you're supposed to be collecting power cells.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Right now, it looks like the other team has two. Yeah, your team has zero. And there's a countdown going on.
Oh, this gentleman is so hurt.
This gentleman
is just...
It's the polite way.
...needing it. Oh, gosh. I got to get it to the heels. There we go. So, yeah, I'm supposed to be collecting cells, and this... Oh, he wants it so bad, dude, this guy. This little freak of nature down here.
Oh, so there's phases, it looks like, right? Delivery phase starting in about 13 seconds.
All right. I really just... I'm so set on killing this man.
He disappears.
He's scary!
Hand endpoints activated.
I don't know what the hell that even means.
So I think that then changes the objective to deliver power cells to drop zones.
Oh, I'm gonna die. I'm ready to get salty and be like, where's my support at? Where's my heals?
They can't hear a word.
Where are my heals at? Oh, I thought it said victory. I was like, what? We win already?
I'm like waiting for us to enter a match and just hear like a kid's screechy voice and be like, oh,
yeah, no, thank God.
Where's my heels?
I'm gonna stick with this dude just to see what the hell.
What he's all about.
I love the animation.
Yeah. I think this game presents really well.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I was trying to lock onto somebody, but it didn't.
Wasn't working?
Like maybe I wasn't doing it L2? Right. I probably wasn't doing it right.
Left trigger.
It's all about, again, just, you got, okay, oh, cool, sick.
So those okay. Are those the cells?
I guess so. I'd take it back, maybe? Where are we going, my dude? Oh, to the A. Let's
go
to A. Yeah, I was
gonna say, you have your map right there, bottom right, or top right.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sick. Okay. Wait, did I do something? What the fuck did I do?
Who knows? Still exciting.
All right, I need to double team this.
Don't say it like that.
you're fucking dead, bro. You're fucking dead, dude. All
right, so there's some power cells that have spawned. I think they're the X's on the map, but I'm not positive.
I didn't do this correctly. I should have done it around people. I didn't know what the hell it did.
Yeah. All right, so that swords thing, I think might be a. Actually, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Just give me a Slayer mode, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, freak, I'm dead. I'm gonna die. Ah, oh, that
where's
little
the heals?
Jerk.
Where's the healer?
No, I got a little bit of heals.
Somebody switch to Mercy.
Towards the end. Do you want to try?
Sure.
I don't really know what to even tell you.
Like, yeah, I'm not used to using controllers with paddles on them, because PlayStation...
So, you can remove them, because and you might want to, because they activate face buttons. I'm not sure what the paddles are defaulted to, but I think it's like X and Y or some bullshit like
that. Okay. Now, how'd you use your board?
Hit right on the D-pad. You have to like hit it and kind of wait there for a bit.
Oh, spawn it, mount it.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So something's
like
you
would
be here
think
in 10
it
seconds.
Would move
That's
faster.
Yeah.
I don't feel like it moves fast enough to warrant like the time to get up there. Oh, yeah, so break that. Is. Destroy that shit. Yeah.
No!
Oh, this dude Holy just crap. Needs to take a chill pill, dude. Oh, my God. You're getting just...
Yeah, I'm getting...
It is a gangbang right here.
I just got jumped.
This is gangbang cream
pie. What are the
bugs
for the... how to use your abilities?
Because
I just went in there with the X button, and that was it.
a bunch of X's is your combo, your center melee.
Uh-huh.
And you'll see on the bottom right, it'll B, Y, and RB.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
And you can like XX and then RB and then XX and Y.
Y is. Okay, that's the flame. And then RB looks like it'll.
It's like the slide.
Slide, okay.
It's like an attack slide.
Gotcha. This is the dash. Oh, man. So these controls are a little bit complicated. Just a tad bit.
I also just think it's like based on what you might be used to, you know. Oh yeah, you're killing it. You're killing it, Bless. Get this little charge node, whatever the hell that means, and go do something cool. Go drop it off at A.
At A?
I think.
Do I have a thing now?
I don't know.
I think that's just like upping your attack.
All power cells handed in.
I don't even
know. Yeah, I think it ups my attack is what it looks like.
Oh, okay. What? Where's your team?
I think they all got killed. Yeah,
they're all dead.
It seems like it's an Overwatch thing where since we're all going in one at a time.
Yeah, we're staggered, team, guys. We're staggered.
Yeah,
man.
Their whole team is just like, getting.
Reinhardt, why are you rushing in there, dude? You got no heals on you, man. Fucking Jesus Christ! This guy's cool though. I like his little hoverboard thing.
Yeah, I like it too.
He rides it around like he's bored as fuck, though.
And my ultimate... See, I would have changed my character by now, but my ultimate's building up.
I wasn't talking about this guy. I was talking about the Vizkid guy with the little glasses. I like his little hovered device.
I think these are the power cells.
It's very possible.
Yeah, those guys weren't there.
I mean, this game's up to going to 50, and right now it's 44 to 6. So it's going pretty bad.
This lock-on sucks.
Does it? Yeah, I don't think it doesn't.
It doesn't. You have to hold it. Is what it, you have to do.
I don't think I tried it.
Damn, you just lost 3 power cells.
Oh man, it's rough out here.
It's rough out here in these bleeding edge streets.
Yeah,
dude, that's what turns the game.
Turns the tide.
The 45 to 6. Oh God.
The sudden realization that you're getting worked.
I've never been worked like this before in my life.
Hey, you know what, Andy? You were 2 of those points, though, so be proud of that.
Was I?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. No way.
I think so.
Oh, wow.
You had 2 cells, and you
That's
gave
pretty
it to
good
like,
for
whatever
me.
Thing.
Damn it. Damn it. I'll save it up for it, too.
And it looks like you can see when the other players have their ultimate up, unlike Overwatch. So if you look
you
up on the...
You can see it on Overwatch.
You can see when your team has it, but not when the
other
team
has
it.
Oh, when the
other
team has it. Gotcha.
I guess you can't see the other team here either. Because you can see your team's progress on their ultimate on the cards on the top. And the other team isn't showing progress, so never mind. I take back my statement.
God damn it.
Coke Gaming, where are you at? Come on, guys.
Somewhere better.
Somewhere way better, bud. Or a bear. You can't set lock on to toggle.
I think there was a menu.
You probably
option,
can.
Actually,
yeah, there's a lot.
There's
of
definitely that. I definitely saw one.
But I don't love toggle.
There we go.
Oh, toggle. Sorry, I was thinking that person meant left click in. I don't know why. I don't know why my brain went there. Stupid, yeah. Stupid brain.
So thanks for chat. Thanks chat for that.
Yeah.
Suggestion because. Actually, I'm changing my fighter now. I've used my ultimate.
Change it.
Is this who you started with?
That's who I started with, right, and so. She was like. Sancho liked her a lot. Maybe go to the top left, dude. Yeah, try that Demon. Oh, the Genji man.
Genji-looking dude. And then I can choose my...
Dude, he's
going to
tear it up,
this
man.
Guy looks sick.
Let's
yeah.
see. Grants extra damage against your marked target if you kill them. You can cast this again.
Whoa, you get a free ultimate yeah. ability.
Then
that's really sick.
Dash between nearby enemies, rapidly striking them for a percentage of the...
That's
I'm
pretty
go
sick.
For that.
Go
that
for
one
that
seems
one.
Easier.
That seems like a more sure bet
yeah.
of an ability. So right now, audio listeners...
So everybody has a snowboard.
Oh, everybody's got yeah, snowboards. Yeah. Ah, oh, you lost? No yeah. way. It was a close game.
It was, yeah.
It was so close.
8 to 50.
I think visually this game is nailing it.
Yeah.
Like, it reminds me a lot of the first time I played Splatoon where everything seemed so in sync in terms of the visual language uh-huh. and the, not only the UI, but, like, right there where it just said defeat. Like, just uh-huh. the choice as a designer, like, the choice of fonts and cool visual overlays, I think this game is all kind of...
Yeah, visually, I think, and presentation-wise, I really dig this.
Yeah.
It's definitely one of those ones where... It looks like you're going to want to play the tutorial.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, like, Overwatch, I remember the first time I played Overwatch. Like, I didn't even go to the tutorial. I went straight into the game, played a match.
You picked a shooter.
Like, yeah, it's like, oh, this game is easy to learn. Like, yeah. Overwatch, by the time I finished the first match, I knew what was going on. Here, I'm like, there seems to be a lot going on, and I should know. Like, there's phases and stuff mm-hmm. that you need to know what to do.
Yeah.
So it looks like it takes you back to the main menu in the closed beta between matches, and so let's... Look for another one.
Oh, no, you're... Well, oh, you did click
yeah.
searching, gotcha. The arrow's on training. Kind
oh,
of a
yeah.
weird thing.
I guess because you can do other things while you search.
You can still go to options, though. Check
see what's up.
Yeah. Or go to social, you know what? See which one of my friends are online. I don't ever use Xbox.
Oh, Reynard Vase is on. Oh.
Brown Man.
Yeah.
And Zyger and Victoria the Geek Chick. Yeah, I haven't used my Xbox in a while. Mostly because of all my Overwatch friends are on PS4. Mm-hmm. See, that's the tank, dude.
That's Tank.
He's more. He's a very.
It looks like he's punching focused,
dude.
So I just realized the roles are separated by class. Oh, sure. Right? So bottom is tank. So these are your tank characters.
El Bast.
We got support here, and then we got damage at the top.
Go to the bottom left, dude. Is that El Bastardo? Oh, it is. Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah, Bastardo. That guy looks awesome.
I'm gonna go this guy. Let's tear
it up. The character artists fucking kicked ass in this game.
No,
good
they
job to them.
They had a lot of fun.
Yeah. Everything from concepting the characters to actually modeling them out. That looks like it was a lot of fun to work on. Does your team have a support? Oh, I guess it has to. Yeah, you have the little snake man as a support.
Capture objectives.
See, this is the part of the game that I don't love already. When there's somebody low and you're just chasing them.
Yeah.
That feels very unfun.
It feels like you're wasting time almost.
Yeah.
All right, so this is a different mode, it looks like, because we're capturing objectives.
Gotcha.
As opposed to...
So C is unlocked right now. B and A are not unlocked yet, but they will unlock soon.
Parts like this... Oh, my God. That doesn't look safe.
And remember, you can hit Y to go invisible.
Oh, smart.
And then you can attack people from behind and believe. Use RB. No. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Precision-wise, it just feels... I guess you really have to use the lock-on.
Yeah, it seems like that. And the lock-on feels like it doesn't... It's not as snappy as I'd like it to be.
Yeah. Are you just walking on water like Jesus Christ? So C is still the only one unlocked so far. But right now, your team dominating, Bless.
Yeah.
82-5, and frankly, I would say that you are a big... important piece of that.
Of course.
Dominating on the field.
Objectives, activating.
So A and B are going to unlock right now.
Yeah, Billy.
They're getting there.
Right now, are they all locked right now? I don't see one on the map.
No, they're all locked, but A and B are currently, like, you could see a little progress bar on them, and they're about to unlock in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh,
unlocked.
I see. Okay, so you, like, get ready, and then you have to go after them. Makes sense. That makes sense.
Chasing can be executed fast in this game, unlike For Honor, says White Mambaili. Mambaili? White Mambaili? I don't know. Interesting.
So I don't need to chase after that person? Because these guys are going to try and come around. Actually, no, we can get A.
But yeah, I think it all depends on are you traveling with somebody? Because I feel like...
Well,
you want to travel in packs, but this dude's alone.
Yeah, and he's not even paying attention, idiot.
What a doofus!
Look, what a fool!
Look at what a fool! He's invisible right behind you. He's getting a little too horny right now.
Shoot. Yeah, he got the jump on me.
Shuriken him!
What's punch the shuriken? Oh, B.
You see, they just home in right on him.
Gotcha. Ooh, damn!
I don't love that. Your evade is limited.
Yeah, no, it's very
I don't
limited.
Like that. Cooldown needs to be faster.
The thing I will say is, actually having my hands on the controller, this game doesn't feel as snappy as I'd like it to be. Like, as, like, mechanical.
Sure, yeah.
Like, I see, now that I'm playing, I see what they're kind of going for as far as feel. And for a melee multiplayer kind of game, or for a game where, like, one of the selling points is that, like, hey, we're doing, like, a Overwatch kind of game, but it's melee focused. I wish there was more, like, good feedback when you're,
but,
like, chopping people up.
And I think some of that might be due to the fact that when you play a game like DMC or Nier Automata, where the enemies are getting hit in a way to where it looks like you are...
You're, like, chuckling them and, like...
Yeah, where you are directly sort of affecting them. But in multiplayer games like this, it's kind of hard to give that off because the other player is trying to evade and do stuff, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's... they're not
it's a
going.
Hard, it's a hard thing to balance.
Yeah, they're
sure.
not going into a sort of this really long predetermined animation of I'm getting hit right now. You know.
It's, yeah. Oh God.
Oh jeez. Oh bless. Oh
yeah.
Bless.
Oh, this is unfortunate. Yeah, that was very unfortunate. I thought I had him. I thought I had him.
You almost had him. Almost had us in the first half.
Yeah.
KCU says not really digging this level design. I don't hate it. I like the different levels. I don't think that there's maybe I don't know if the two-story level approach, and it's not even really stories, it's just kind of like a little bridge that goes above where the points are. It doesn't feel like it's drastic enough. It doesn't feel like it's a... What is that ability?
I don't even know.
Oh, you went invisible. And then you immediately went uninvisible. Jesus, this guy's horny as hell.
Too horny.
Dude, I'm getting... the hands right now.
I mean, this dude's been playing, you know, 8 years since the game came out.
Exactly.
8 years ago.
Been playing a whole 8 hours. Yeah. Already knows all the strats.
You're hopping into CS:GO when there's been people playing the game for 20 years. Yeah.
Who's this lady with the chicken legs?
The chicken legs remind me a lot of in Metal Gear Solid 4. The
I know what you're talking about.
The ones that moo.
Bipedal.
Yeah, the ones that moo. And Raiden slicing them all up.
I mean, I'm just gonna stick with the person I got. I like him best so far.
He looks the coolest on the hoverboard.
Yeah, he does. He looks like he's been doing this for days.
Perry is RT. Yeah, we know what Perry is and stuff. It's just when you have that on a cooldown, when it runs out, it just kind of sucks.
Wait, is Perry RT? Because I thought that was like dodge roll.
Well, no, yeah, dodge.
Or like dodge, but
oh, you can't do it while running or dashing.
Oh. Okay, that I didn't know.
Gotcha.
And that doesn't take any...
Again, another one of those things where I read a word, thought it was another word. It wasn't that word.
Word.
Perry, I was like, oh, dodge. Nope, different things, Andy. Because when I think Perry, I need to think about the Daigo Umehara... Evo Perry against Justin Wong.
Drakenpone in the chat says, is this free to play?
No, I don't think so.
No, but it's on Xbox Game Pass.
Yeah.
It'll be Game Pass day one?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure.
Because this is an Xbox game.
Actually, you know what? Did we ever even look at the price? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how much it is, but I think it's definitely not free to play. I want to say I'm positive, but now that I'm saying it out loud, I'm a doubtful person, right? I doubt everything I say, and so maybe look it up there, Barry.
I'm looking it up. Don't worry. I got
welcome
you.
To my life.
Sorry,
$30, says Panther.
$30, I could...
So
this
for
seems
audio,
like a good game for $30.
So for audio listeners, $30.
In case they didn't hear it earlier.
In case they didn't hear it, I was going to say, I was like, wait.
Nothing but top tier comedy here. Kind of funny.
I was trying to figure it out in my head. Man. Legit, I was doing like the Greg Miller math on the screen kind of thing. I was like, why would the audio listeners need that extra clarification?
I think that's a bit high for a game like this. I kind of
really?
Do. Yeah. So far from what I've seen, it doesn't. I don't know, man. I just feel like there are so many of these games that there are so many communities that are just so spread thin, and it's got to be so daunting to make a game that requires
game.
Active players.
Yeah, no, for sure.
You know, where there are people, there are a shitload of people playing COD and Overwatch and Apex Legends and Splatoon, and you know,
are people still playing Splatoon?
Splatoon?
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
Nintendo fans love Splatoon.
Oh, my God, yeah. Splatoon is huge in Japan, dude. But it's, you know, it's just so hard to kind of create, like the game that Rooster Teeth made that immediately kind of failed.
Oh, yeah.
And they laid everybody off because it's, you know.
What was it called? Circle?
Vicious Circle. It's so hard to have. To find a dedicated fan base that's going to be their 99.9 out, that this fan base isn't going to go play another game, you know?
Oh, man, so they took the lead.
Jesus.
Yeah.
It seems but like you know what? Not your fault, though.
Not my fault at all.
Where's the ARMS community at? Jesus, Panzer G. I've never been more wrong about a game, dude.
Ooh, I like that.
I thought ARMS was going to be the biggest game of
same.
On the planet.
I was like, dude, y'all don't understand, right? I love Wii Boxing. And yeah. This seems to be a whole game of that. This is going to be excellent. And then I played it, and I was like, man, I've never been so wrong in my life.
I've never been more wrong. I mean, so the thing is, I played it, and I still thought that. And it's not, but it's not that like I was good or bad at the game. It was more of a, well, you know, I'm kind of shitty at this game, but I could still see this taking off in a big way, and I was so wrong.
Remember, like, when you and I were really into tennis, and we thought, like, tennis was going to be, like, huge for a while?
Well, and, then, like, and it was, because Nintendo's online services are so good.
They're so good. Nintendo's,
wait, you know about Tennis Aces?
Mario yeah. Tennis Aces.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. That was hot for
a hot minute.
Like, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Nintendo's online services
are so good. It was, like, Kind of Funny Live.
So
it was
Kind
of Funny Live 4, 3?
I don't know.
Three, I think it was kind of, or maybe it was kind
no,
of Funny Prom.
That was Prom.
Yeah, was it Prom?
I was working at IGN, so yeah.
Because yeah, I think it was Kind of Funny Prom, where like that was like the big game, and then after that, I don't think I touched Aces again. Is it because Bowser Jr. was OP?
Yeah, everybody figured out like the meta.
Why am I facing? Am I?
I mean, you're getting healed though. You're getting. You got support. You got support. Bless. Oh, you, oh,
damn,
the wall.
Damn,
oh my man. God, her face of death was so horrifying.
Yeah. You want to take over?
Of death. Yeah. Let me see what this is all about.
Yeah.
Let me see what it's all about.
SpiceRunner90 in the chat says, this will be a Battleborn situation. Do
yeah,
you guys agree?
I kind of agree.
I don't know if it'll be a Battleborn situation, because one, this doesn't have an Overwatch coming out on the same week or whatever, right? It doesn't have like a direct competitor. But then also, I feel like certain elements of this, like so far, I understand this more than I understood Battleborn. And I, like, I tried that Battleborn beta or whatever.
But Battleborn was a lot of PvE too, right? Like
it was... It was like PvP, but it was like very MOBA. But you are fighting minions on the field, right? And like it was very much a MOBA that took place in first person. And I feel like the onboarding process of Battleborn was not good. By the time I finished playing Battleborn, I was still like, I don't understand all the ins and outs of this game in a way where in other multiplayer games that do pull me in, I feel like at this point of the game, right? At this point playing Bleeding Edge, I'm like, okay, I'm starting to get what this is. I'm starting to get, like, the flows of these matches. Like, still, whatever mode we played before this mode, where it was wave-based of, like, this first wave's this. Okay, now you're collecting the whatevers and bringing them back here, right? That I can still get a little bit more clarity on. But, like, so far, like, this mode, I'm like, okay, I understand what we're doing here. I understand how these mechanics work. Capturing points, we've done this. The abilities, we've done this. Like, I think the thing that'll make it tough for this game is, will this translate? Like, as far as the actual gameplay feel... And like that, the satisfaction of getting a kill or winning a match, will that translate as well as other games? Because so far, like even like the one or two kills I got during that match, I was like, all right, cool. Like I didn't feel like I earned them. It felt like I just walked up and I just started blasting.
The satisfaction wasn't there, you know.
Yeah.
The satisfaction of a really sick headshot or you know, a well-timed rocket or anything like that.
And it could be because I suck still, right? Like we're just now starting this game. We're not good at it yet. It might be a thing where it's like
speak for yourself.
Well, yeah, I'm not good at it. But once we start getting combos and like start like once we get like a three person kill, right? Like is that gonna feel satisfying? So far, I don't know. Like I feel like that first kill should feel like something. And for me, the first kill I got in this game, I was like that. I felt nothing.
God damn it. This is another select or deliver and whatever the hell.
The power cells.
Yeah. The game is a all right. So they picked Ninja Man, Damon, Nidhogger, Maeve.
Oh, she's a creepy looking.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, wow.
I'd love for her to just kick me down.
No, I'm
you know
saying,
what I mean?
Dude, kill me with those thighs.
Hell yeah, dude. Choke me. You know what I mean?
Wow.
I'm going to pick this dude, I think. Or should I pick El Bastardo? An aggressive bruiser who relies on defensive shield generated.
I kind of like him.
I really like his long cowboy hat.
Yeah.
It's got a camera in it, too.
I'm not a big cowboy person, but...
Your life support overload.
El Bastardo is
dealing
speaking
constant
to me.
Damage.
What do you think... Wait, actually... Oh, never mind.
The height of his hat reminds me of Dale Dimmadome from...
Is there something crossed out in his name after the L, or am I just do I just have bad eyesight?
No. There's nothing crossed out there.
Okay.
It's just El Bastardo. It's supposed to look like a knife.
Gotcha. Okay, I was trying to figure that out. I was like, am I blind?
If I don't dig this dude, hold on.
Ooh, I like how that looks though.
That's kind of cool.
That looks satisfying to do. That looks like it's giving me like some Dark Souls
vibes.
Oh,
that's sick. Okay. Oh, there's his shield ability.
Swings.
All right,
those swings
are gonna
be powerful. See, again, this game releases March 24th, 2020. This is a closed beta we're playing. Thank you, Microsoft for the codes.
All right. Well, what we got to do is like you got to focus down one dude pretty much. And this dude's being a little baby crier, running away.
Somebody in chat said the right trigger, like the dash move, is good for chasing people that are getting away from you. Good to closing that gap. Which, like, I like that method of thinking. Like, I like the idea of, like, oh, yeah, we're meleeing right now. And I have to chase you down and I have to close that gap. But I feel like there's a tightness that I want with that I'm not necessarily getting into this game.
This mofo is so low on health, dude. Whoa, a little bit of lag there. Who's cheating? Is somebody turning off the router and standbying? That's an old term. You guys don't really get it. See, back in the day when we played Halo Online, there was a way that you could turn off your router and turn it back on, and it would freeze all the other team.
Oh.
And then it was called standby. You're being standbied. And the other team would be, like, running into a wall, and you would just shoot them while they're running into the wall. Very, very illegal.
Yeah, man. That sounds, like, way before my time.
Oh, here, we can get this dude.
Barry, how old are you?
12.
25.
Wait, are you 25? When was your birthday?
How did you not know that, Bless? Barrett's birthday was like last week. He didn't say shit.
Wait, what?
Yeah, dude.
Bro, happy birthday. How did we not know this?
Where was the party? I don't talk about my birthday.
Where was the high fives?
Cool Greg was like, hey, it's your birthday? It's cool, man. Happy birthday. Dude, and I thought y'all were fucking around.
I didn't even know like how he found out, though. That was the weird thing.
Do you not have it on Facebook?
No.
Let's get this little freak of nature. Man, I wish you and I were playing together right now, bud.
Yeah, I wish so, too.
I feel like it would be a lot...
It'd be nice to, like, be able to communicate and be like, okay, yeah, like, let's team up on this person.
And, like, learn together and stuff, you know, like that. Yeah.
Yeah, better together.
Oh, freak on a leash. Freak on a leash, dude. I am getting mowed down. Oh, freak. Oh, nice. Nice, they froze him in there. Oh, hell yeah. Cancel Death Spiral. Yeah, cancel that shit.
Got to find some health, dude.
I mean, this jumping ability looks aesthetically cool, but mechanically, I still need to figure out how the fuck to do it.
Yeah.
Freak.
Dude.
You little freak.
Is that chicken legs?
No. Like, why is that not doing more damage?
That's my thing.
It feels like it should do more damage.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Here it is. Here's this little jump move. Like, how the fuck do I even control that, man?
Were you locked on when you did it?
Oh, that's a good point.
Because that might then automate it. But that's just me saying things. I don't truly believe that. I don't think it'll actually automate it.
Son of a bitch. All right. All right. Okay. I'm feeling this guy more and more. It's all about just, like, I have to be around a team to live. I forgot what my ultimate does. Do I still not have an ultimate ability?
Ultimate is LB.
You're at 74.
I thought no. Oh, no, I am fully charged. That was his.
It was spectating.
Okay. First, I'm going to try out this whole locked on ability thing with the LB. The squad, we got to roll together, man.
I like the look of this map.
Look at his fucking boots, bro. Holy shit.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Oh, wow. Yo, imagine getting kicked with them feet.
Jesus Christ.
Somebody kicks you, but it feels like you got stabbed.
All right, so I need to.
Is that your ultimate? There you go. But it looks like they're also using their ultimate.
The power cells. He's so fucking weak. Get this little bastard! Dude. Get this freaking nature! Fuck! Fuck this game! God, this little bastard. Where did you go, by the way? Huh? Where did you just go right there? Goddamn internet. Aw, freak on a leash, dude.
I'm guessing one of them is a
healer. Alright, so I'm locked onto him. Oh, okay. Sweet.
I'm shocked.
I'm about to 2v1 these fools.
No, legit,
straight
I'm,
up,
I'm
dude.
Shocked you're still like you're still
no,
pushing.
No, Andy, get out of there, get never out mind. Of there.
It's
you got two cells.
It's getting real bad. I have cells? What do I deliver them?
I don't know.
Get me out of here! Shit!
You put up a fight, though. Because the thing is, one of them was a healer, right? And so you...
Yeah, they're getting pocket mercy, man.
Yeah.
This goddamn doofus had a
that
pocket
one on
mercy.
You're lasting for a while there.
Son of a bitch.
Somebody says, is this Xbox? Yes, it is Xbox. The game's also coming out on PC.
Yeah. So it's not coming out on PS4 at all?
No, because it's a Microsoft game.
Freak on a leash.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I guess you're right. I kind of forgot about that.
Yeah.
See, as a number one game journalist, I got my ears in all these different, like, circles. Oh, we only have two players. Two of our players quit, bro.
Hey, I mean, it's still a close match, man.
Are you fucking
dude, 28 to 6.
28 to 6?
Are you kidding me, bro? You got a chance.
29 to 6.
This game's already turning into that, dude. It just
honestly,
started,
this is one of those
man.
Things where, like, if we weren't streaming, just quit out of this match. It's like, no, it's over. I don't got time for this.
Leave me alone.
Just want to have fun.
Fucking shit, dude. Ah! Fuck!
Yeah, ATW saying lock on with left trigger before you use the lunge move.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've been locked on to this little fool, this little freak on a leash. Hey, what's up? Oh, my finger's slipping, dude. Crazy.
Whoa, no. Whoa, oh, wow. There? Oh, that sucks, man.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, sometimes
dude.
You click the wrong button and
that's
that
unfortunate.
Happens.
Yeah, it's a new controller. It's still being calibrated
yeah.
and stuff.
Oh, you probably hit the paddles. Yeah. So it's probably programmed to do that.
Yeah. Thought man, I heard something
that's
there.
That's unfortunate.
Bluetooth. Fucking yeah. Bluetooth.
Dude. Another thing is, I want this game to be excellent. But so far, it is like the one, it's hard to kill people, right? It's one of those things where people have a lot of health. And it seems like it's a lot of chip damage. But it doesn't feel satisfying to like have those one-on-one encounters.
Well, so I feel like we kind of felt that way, what, 8 minutes ago, where I was like, you know, is this satisfying yet? Taking on those guys, I was so close to getting that kill, and I would have been so excited
yeah.
and
if
so
you got
hyped.
Those? Okay.
But like, we just couldn't pull it together as a team. We went out there, we couldn't get the job done. At the end of the day, you know, it falls on me. It falls on the coaching staff here. You know, we got to go out there harder next time and just, you know, practice and prepare more. Mm-hmm. It's part of the process. It's how football is, you know.
What mindset are you having in the locker room that you need to bring back onto the field, Andy?
Yeah, you know, you got to go out there and prepare more. You know, it's all about practicing mm-hmm. and getting out there and getting better. You know, you want to play a better game. Mm-hmm. I go into my Andrew Luck voice all the time. You want to prepare better. You know, you want to play a better game. Let's see. I'm gonna be this man,
Makuta.
Man, I like his
He's cool
necklace.
As shit.
Yeah, this guy has a swag to him.
Yeah,
and he has like a belly that rolls.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. dude. This game is very innovative, stylishly.
Yeah, I feel, dude. That's a term. Innovative, stylish. I like that.
Red, shining bands. Now, like, so is he? He's just a head.
I think so.
Like, right? At the end of the day, he's just ahead.
Is he?
He could be the ball.
Oh, I never selected my ability. Sorry.
I imagine that rolling ball is the power source that powers the rest of his.
It's probably oh, he's the got thing legs,
he,
too.
Yeah, no, he his legs.
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa.
That's cool. He's like the Exorcist.
Yes, exactly like that.
Oh, he can heal himself. This little freaking Adrian can heal himself.
This guy gets it. I like him.
Oh, that's sick. Okay. So he's kind of like Lucio. He's got healing moves. What the fuck?
He's like a tank, though.
Oh, fuck. No, but I mean, like, in terms of, like, healing yourself. Freak on the leash. See, like, I could switch. If I hit right trigger. Oh, I can't dodge. I see. That's what you sort of sacrifice with this guy. You cannot do an evade move because right trigger is switching between fast speed or heals.
Gotcha.
Very Lucio-like.
Oh, so he is like Lucio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gotcha.
Again, this dude just kind of chilling back. Very nice little situation he's got himself in. Do we sell four players? We do. Great. That's great.
You got to capture them objectives.
That's great for us.
People are comparing him to Roadhog.
I mean, he looks like Roadhog, but that's about it. I guess Roadhog heals himself. But Roadhog doesn't have a speed boost or anything. I'm going to jump on this little fool. This little freak. I didn't do what I wanted to do there, actually.
Guess what? Oh, no.
I didn't like that much. What was parry again? RT? Or...
If you're standing still, RT, but I don't know if it's just that one character, because he's like a samurai.
Oh, because this is a different move, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably right. I don't know if it's only that character. I think multiple characters have parry.
Yeah, they stand still, press RT.
I already don't love this dude.
Yeah.
I'm switching back to this man.
Yeah.
Because I want to get a kill with El Basardo. Overload.
I believe in you, Andy.
Let me read his moves again one more time. Life support overload, dealing constant damage to... Okay. Gotcha. So we're getting our asses whooped again, and I think a big part of it is just on me. Like, I think I'm a big reason for that.
I'm going to say every match so far.
Oh, gamer!
We've been on the losing side.
That was pro-gamer moves right there, dude.
God damn, dude.
Dude, I like this guy.
He's sick, dude. This guy is super sick.
Like,
I like
he
him.
He moves like a Dark Souls character. Them big, big slow swings.
So let me lock onto this dude. Bam, bitch!
Man, I'm going to go home and play some more Bloodborne.
Oh, you bitch. This guy's just... Oh, he sets up a little healing thing for him? Aw, you little freak.
Yeah, so there's a lot of team aspects. I wish I...
Let's get this guy! Yeah, fuck you, bitch! Go to hell!
I wish I had my own mini TV so I could play with you, because I feel like those team strats go a long way.
Oh, fuck me. Oh, Jesus, fuck. Oh, they got us right where they want us. Get in there, bro! Oh, you stupid bitch. Wow, they put up a May wall. Ice wall.
That's unfortunate, because I hate that May wall.
Whoa. He went invisible. Scary.
Oh, we got him soloed out. Let's get in there.
Oh my god. Like, you keep getting so close to murdering these people.
I know. I'm going to, Bless.
You're so
Maybe
close.
I'm not. I'm gonna die. I'm dead.
Their comp is so good.
They're playing good team ball right now.
Yeah.
They're playing good team ball. Whoa, that was a cool little slow-mo move to show me dying. Way to showcase my death.
Magic Salmon in chat says the attacks are pretty weak. That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like it takes forever to try and put somebody down.
Yeah.
Which could be fun in theory, but I feel like there's not the snappiness, you know, where it makes that satisfying. I feel like I have to keep chasing people down and, like...
Let's get this guy! He's so close!
See, like, that right there, it's like, man...
It's so annoying, man.
Like, you have to keep chasing
it's
people
frustrating,
down.
It's frustrating, is what it is.
By the time you catch him, they're already healed up.
Yeah, that's fucking frustrating, dude.
I mean, again, this is just a beta, though, so there might be, like...
Yeah, there could be more balance. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but...
I'm sure they're hearing a lot of feedback right now, so I don't want to give it too much flack.
Get him, Andy. Get him. Get him.
Oh, man, he's yours.
You piece of shit. Oh. You fucking bitch!
Oh, man.
Oh, I'm
come
gonna...
out, you coward.
Oh, for audio listeners. Oh, now I'm in their territory. I'm screwed now. Who's the dummy now? Me.
Oh, man.
Me. I'm the dummy.
Played you like a damn fill.
For audio listeners, he went back into his own respawn point, which enemies can't go into.
At this point, audio listeners have switched the video for sure.
Oh, my God. I am so salty, dude. He knew what he was doing, too. Oh, wow. See, this girl's played a lot before.
White Mamba here says, need a combo specials to do more damage and you don't have to chase. The main thing is the teamwork. Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, I feel like having teammates goes a long way.
Yeah, for sure.
I do like the idea of comboing specials. But I feel like I was trying that a little bit and I wasn't too successful. But I also am not too familiar with the specials, and so.
Jesus, I'm getting worked. Like, no. Okay, I guess that isn't parry for everybody. I guess it only is the ninja guy. Is it? Controls, input mapping, attack, special. Yeah, I guess parry's maybe only for that one, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know. Not cool. No, it's not cool at all, okay? We're getting our asses whooped, dude. Let's go to B. Everybody focus.
There's that May wall.
Oh, way to put up the wall. Way to put up the wall and stop me from attacking. Selfish, dude.
That is very much like verbatim. They played Overwatch and they were like,
yeah,
let's just take this one. Let's not even try to mask it. Let's not act like it's not an Overwatch thing. Let's just take this wall and use it.
Get her. Get this son of a gun. Get this son of a gun, dude. I want her. I want her dead, dude. Where's my team at, dude? What's going on here? And also, why do I feel like I'm just stuck? Is this just this ability that I'm stuck in? Yeah. I feel like it's their little area thing. Oh, this little freaking
nature.
Oh,
dude, he's so low.
He's so low, bro.
You got this. You got him. Oh,
this piece of garbage. I fucking hate this game, dude.
Jizaru says, for a combo melee game, I would have thought this would be more 1v1, less ganging up IMO. Nah. I think I had a similar thought going in, but it seems like this is very much like you want to you want to use your team. You want to stick together.
Whoever's coordinating the best. I'm gonna hunt down the Soth demon. I'm tired of this motherfucker, dude.
Dude, hunt him down.
This person has ruined my life.
Hunt them down.
One way too many times.
You got this, bro. I believe in you.
I'm pissed, dude.
Oh, no, oh.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you can capture that point.
Free point, dude. Free for me. Stay over there, dude. Stay over there. Oh, they're coming. Oh, fuck, guys. What do I do? I mean, our guy just got destroyed.
Tipo Ryu says, this reminds me of Anarchy Reigns. I can see that. I always wanted to play Anarchy Reigns. I never got to play it.
Jesus Christ.
It has similar vibes. This definitely has Anarchy Reigns vibes.
Get the hell.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
No, it's got to reload.
Fuck my face.
Damn.
Where's my team? You know?
No, I know, man. I know. I'm with
Jesus.
You. I'm with you.
God damn it, dude.
Want me to top in?
Get the fuck in there.
Yeah, man. I feel like I can make a change. Obama, wait.
Mm-hmm.
Hope.
Hope.
Yes, we
a
can.
Hope. A chance.
Yes, we can. So this guy,
that's from the World of Warcraft South Park episode. Great episode. Oh, look at that. That little freak of nature. Hold RB. Hit RB when that dude's locked on and suck him off.
What? Jesus.
Oh, he's gonna try to go back to his thing. And I already know
the strats.
You
got point B. Go maybe move to C since or.
Well, they're gonna try.
If you're playing with friends, you're communicating. You're like everybody. You're calling out the dude. Basardo, basardo, basardo. You know, May one. Fair. Diva. You know what I mean?
Oh shoot!
I have this piece of garbage, good on health. Dude. I'm sick of this squad. I'm sick of this goddamn team. Down on D-pad is communication ping. Interesting.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Oh, my God. Where's your team?
I don't know, man.
What are these losers doing?
I'm out here alone, man.
These guys ever played a video game in their life? I'm sick of this shit, dude. Coke Gaming!
All right, we got this, man. We got this. We're not too far behind, you know. We're only. Oh man!
Look, as long you both have 3 digits.
It's true.
You know.
It's true.
Look, that right here is where like multiple people you gang up on the big tank. You gang up on Zarya right here, woman with the pink hair. But they're just not listening. They're not hearing you.
They're not.
You know. Hit Y.
Oh yeah, and they all just died.
Suck her off.
Yeah.
Stop it.
You need heal. Like, they need to be healing you. They are healing you, it looks like, but just not very much.
Oh, man. They really went for me. All right. I'm changing characters. I need somebody quick. I need somebody fast. I need that Genji boy.
Can both play on one console split screen? I don't believe so, no.
No. Like, split screen? No.
Let's tear it up. Is there already a tank? So you don't have a tank, but who gives a shit? Because this team doesn't even care.
Yeah. And it's just suggested.
This
so
team doesn't give a goddamn, dude.
No. They need me on DPS, trust me.
Yeah. This is useless squad, I swear, dude. I'm going to report them all, dude. Report them to Phil Spencer directly. I've got connections. Oh, fucking shit. Never mind.
It's close.
It was a close game. It was a good comeback at the end.
Yeah, we'll try to get there. Okay, I want to do one more, and then we'll call it a day.
I have some hope. I'll call it a franchise. This game's dead already, bro.
Battleborn 2. Calling it now. Battleborn 2.
Dead on arrival, bro.
Man, more like Brink, am I right?
But
guys?
If I get good with it, then it's really good.
You remember Brink? Did you ever try out Brink?
Hell yeah, Brink. Hell yeah.
I've never gone from
that was like the first
hype to just disappointment so fast.
I bought that shit used at Best Buy when I worked there, and that is a I feel like that was kind of one of the games that a lot of these other hero shooters and stuff kind of took influence from in terms of aesthetic, where it was very stylized, cartoony humans,
stretched out faces.
Their proportions were very, you know, cartoon-like. Looked really sick.
Yeah, dude, I was all in for Brink. I was like, dude, free-running with this style?
I guess
this
Team Fortress 2 did the same thing.
True, that's a good point. Yeah, Team Fortress, that was like the start of it. But yeah, Brink was like probably one of the first ones to be like, oh yeah, let's jock that. Let's do our own thing. And it looked amazing, right? And it's published by Bethesda, all this stuff, which I guess this is the same era as like WoW and other games.
Yeah.
But still, like, that trailer had me sold. And then I tried out the game and I was like, this game is literal trash. Like, I'm about to use this disc for a Frisbee. Frisbee golf. It's not good.
Yeah, it quickly went on sale.
Like, oh, yeah.
I remember it like being one of those games that just was in the not $5 moving bin. Units. Yeah. The game's logo is fire, too. I agree. Everything visually
that
about
branding
this game,
and that presentation was fire.
They have nailed everything in terms of aesthetic.
At the very least, I will say this game is better than Brink.
Sure.
Because Brink was not good.
Sure.
Brink played pretty badly.
But here's the thing. Imagine if this game had fucking
Brink
cool,
aesthetics.
Had guns.
Oh, man. Oh, had guns, yeah.
But it's first-person view. And you shoot the other team.
And you can do free running.
Yeah, and you get snipe.
Let me tell you about this game, Andy. I don't know if you know this game called Overwatch. Out now on all platforms.
It's been out for a while.
Am I just jumping into the middle of matches?
Yeah.
Have we been doing that the
whole
time?
You are filling, dude. You are filling right now. You're down 30-10.
Already.
Somebody quit. We have not been doing that the whole time, but this seems like one of those.
Because I feel like they just matches to start.
Oh,
where are you going?
Oh, dead.
You going,
you're fucking dead.
Where you going, cuz?
Go to hell.
We should know about that.
Hell in a handbasket.
Man.
Fucking woman with the sexy robot legs.
Those chicken legs.
God, fucking just put me in between them thighs, you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean, bro.
Take that. She has no idea. Oh, fuck, now she does.
Yeah, no, she knew
she's
exactly
got a
what
good
was
idea.
She knew the vibes.
Yeah.
She knew the vibes so quick.
She yeah. She fucking read you like
she
a
was
book,
like opposition?
Dude.
Nah, man.
Fucking download complete right
yeah.
here.
I really can see like people's outlines through the walls.
Tipo Ryu says, you sent that dude to Merc City.
Oh, exactly. Thank you. See,
population one, them, you know?
Exactly.
Oh, that's perfect. Panzer G, you nailed it. Panzer G 2. This game reminds me a lot of Paragon.
Oh,
That's a game I was trying to think of when I was talking about different MOBAs and stuff like that, where it's essentially a League Dota-style game, but in third-person action view. Oh, there's another game like that. That was it Gigantic, maybe? I think it was Gigantic. Similar vibe.
Yeah. Oh, bro. Okay, well, nope. I need a
teammate. Oh, she's so scary!
I need a teammate.
Oh, the Raptor lady's coming after you.
Oh, you're taking
clever
so
girl.
Much
to-
Damn.
Clever
yeah, that was,
girl.
I think that was her ultimate. It's one of those things where once you see more than one other player and you're just alone, it's like, oh, no. It's not a good place to be. Smite was what I was thinking of.
It reminds you of Paragon aesthetically, guys. Like, a third-person MOBA is what I was trying to get at. I'm not talking about combat or gameplay or anything like that. It's a third-person MOBA.
I think our butt plug's here.
Has the butt plug been delivered?
No. We got the Tails hat.
Smite. Smite's a good one, too.
Still in Idaho, bless.
Still in Idaho? Man, it's Liars on Amazon. Actually, I don't think it was Amazon. At me, cowards.
You can't hide in the shadows. God, she's so scary.
Did they just not
dude.
See me?
She's so fast. No, she's coming after
oh,
you,
yeah,
bitch ass. You're dead, bro.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Where is your team? For real.
Where
oh,
is my right, team?
The guy just popped up there. No, never mind. No, you are all alone. Run away. Invisible. Fuck, no. It's over.
Yeah, it was... It was over from the get-go.
I think we have killed a combined, like, three people.
Yeah. I think four. Because you killed... Did you kill two? Like how many did you kill?
No, I didn't kill two. I delivered
one.
Two.
Oh.
Who's this fucking weird goddamn Studio,
I killed at least
Studio
two.
Ghibli character?
It was the old lady in the witch hat.
She's cool looking. Maeve?
Yeah.
Hi, Alyssa.
Hi, Alyssa. We killed at least two people, though.
I think a combined total of three.
You,
well, I've killed
I need
at least
video
two
proof.
Because there was one person in this match and there was another person in the other match.
Is that hitching in game or on stream? So it could be the game or it could be our awful internet. Two choices.
Our connection is good.
Our connection's fine, but. So our connection to the internet's good, but that doesn't mean we're getting good download speeds or upload speeds. Because I feel like sometimes our Wi Fi just kind of hitches sometimes for no reason.
I'm watching on this computer over here on Twitch. It looks good.
All right. See, this is where I would communicate with my team and be like, "We're going." Damn it! I accidentally used it. I was trying to do the ping thing.
Plus, no.
You fucking idiot.
I was trying to do the ping because somebody said there was a communication ping, and I was like, "See, this is where I would say go to C," and I accidentally pressed LB. Freaking A.
That reminds me of when I was playing Overwatch with Chloe one time on stream, and I was just like hiding in a room as Reaper waiting to ult, and I just ulted in an empty room on accident. It was so, I mean.
Oh, teammate, help.
It doesn't matter because I still got gold damage like always. I'm always just so fucking good. Is Stream looks good, game does not. Yeah, well, yeah, see, like this sort of hitching.
Yeah, that was hitching.
Yeah. And it reminds me of when you play a Nintendo Online game, where, you know, I feel like Nintendo's issue is not really... They do the thing where if somebody's internet is bad, it ruins the internet for... Or ruins the game for everybody else. Like, they don't even have... Do they have a support player? I guess they have to. Oh, one hit. One hit. She's one. Dude, yeah, you got her. Nice, nice, nice. Chicken leg. Ostrich lady. She's one. She's half. Oh, you're getting destroyed.
Yeah.
You're getting destroyed by the goddamn really hot from Zelda. What are they called? The big red ladies?
The Gerudo?
She's like a Gerudo, yeah. Look at this little woman.
Look at this.
She's really scary.
Yeah, if I saw that in like Bloodborne or something, I'd run the other way.
Like, I feel like they were creating... like, they had a... just a lottery thing, right? And they're just picking out, like, all right, there's a balloon. All right, here's an old lady. And they're just, like, getting all these different aspects from how to build a character.
It's like that South Park episode of, like, how they write Family Guy. Of, like, it's the dolphins, and they're just, like,
the ball, like, comes in. Yeah, exactly. That's what it reminds me of. All right, there's a balloon attached to an old lady. She's got a hat. And she kind of climbs around like a monkey. Put it together like that.
Oh.
All right, we got this guy named Cool Greg. Ninjas are a thing too. Put those together.
Oh, you boom. Coward!
Yeah,
you coward.
That's what I'm
whoa,
saying.
You're so
dude.
Fast.
Don't chase them all the way back to respawn, dude.
Damn it.
So that's kind of her one of her passives, I think. You play
fast?
Hers, and she can close in on enemies. She can, you know, run down enemies.
Damn,
dude.
Try her.
Again, another really good close game.
What is happening? Come on, coward! Oh, I'm getting
why.
What the hell was that?
I don't know.
What happened?
I think their ability was to, like, put the point on fire, but...
Why was it... No, thank you. Don't like that very much. Not a big fan of that.
Nice. Let's try that again.
It's an arena effect, I see.
Yeah. So it wasn't activated by another player?
No.
Oh my god.
Yeah, like... Oh, no. Shuriken!
Damn it, I got nobody. Wait, no, not another freaking arena effect.
Shuriken! I'm backseat gaming over here. Bullshit. This game, bro.
Where's your team, dude?
Where is the
team? Oh, so you can push a button to set it on fire, says creative mente. I'm sure there's a little pop-up notifier or something like that. Possibly.
This angle, though.
Fucking follow me! Fucking set me free! Oh, you're about to get ulted? Or is that you ult? No.
No.
Jesus. Again, I don't even think you have a healer. Or do you?
Get these hands. Where? Oh, yeah, I need a healer right now.
Yeah, you might want
to
go healer.
Health to your left. To your left. Oh, there you go.
Health
to your
head. So, audio listeners, he just got health. he was low health. Easy. I've got you in my sights.
Yeah.
Let's just play some Overwatch, guys.
Dude,
yeah, you fucking
Overwatch.
Killed that shit, bro.
Oh.
Blessing, are we playing Apex tonight? What's up?
Dude, I'm down to play some Apex.
What's up?
They have the Valentine's Day event going on.
Ooh.
Actually, I might be watching Sonic again.
Again?
Doing God's work. Doing God's duty. Watching Sonic. So
yeah,
she's
yeah.
super squishy. Based on her description, like, she can get killed pretty easily.
Yeah, which
but
is why she's always running
she's
away.
She's so high output. And,
oh, she's so fast.
Jeez,
she misses health.
So scary. Motherfucking follow
Man,
me.
There's no point of that.
Oh, Jesus. Get away.
I don't want that smoke. I don't want that smoke.
Get away.
That was all. We good, cuz. We good.
Ah!
We good. I want none.
Oh, shit. They're everywhere. Like, where is everybody right now?
Wait, did that work? Oh, let's go.
Oh, yeah, nice. That's cool. So right now the point is, like, uncontested.
Yeah.
It's nobody's point. Oh, you're dead. Let me play. Let's try to go.
I believe in you.
Oh, the game's about to end anyway. It's already 500 to 300.
I mean, we could do another game. I'm not rushing it.
I kind of want to do one more game.
All right, let's do another game after
this. This game's about to end.
It's a good time. This one from being informative to us being like, all right, let's just do one more. We got this.
So somebody is a healer, it looked like. I'm gonna go back to this Iron Maiden looking man. I like his sort of demeanor, the way he jumps. Oh, you know what that looked like? Did you see that clip where the dude was skateboarding and he hit the hose and he just flew forward?
Oh, yeah, I did see that, yeah.
That's what that looked like.
Dude, I rewatched
right
that clip maybe like 20 times because
yeah,
I was trying to figure out.
So good,
I had to like freaking do like the time-by-time thing, like frame it and be like, okay, what went
yeah,
wrong?
What happened here?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Wow, what is going on? This is laggy as fuck. Oh, run away, bro. Oh, run away. Oh, run away. Oh, what a perfect dodge right there. I mean, you can come get me all the way back over. Oh, shit. They're about to die. Maybe I should go double heals.
That might be a valid strategy, right?
Yeah.
Two and two.
I'm gonna go this boy.
What was it called? The Overwatch 2-2-2 thing? Not cats.
Goats?
Goats, yeah.
Goats was 3-3.
3-3?
Triple support, triple tank.
Gotcha. Yeah, dude, go goats.
All right, so this dude... Y is heal, I believe. Mount up. Dude, we're coming back, bro. Like
I mean, it's not over.
It's not over.
Got a minute six left. The gap isn't that crazy.
I'm just trying to get to my dudes.
Although I think the goal is 600, so you guys gotta play some.
See, I'm healing. You got heals.
Somebody said I can't tell. Is this cell shaded?
Son of a bitch.
Not. I wouldn't say this is cell shaded.
I mean, it's like.
It's like cartoon.
It has a cartoon outline. Every character
does.
Yeah,
but it's not really like. Cel-shaded looks more like Borderlands than this. Although...
Oh, we lost shit.
It might be lightly cel-shaded. I honestly can't tell.
No, I don't think it's cel-shaded. No. When you look at the close-ups of the characters, they all kind of have these outlines, but that's kind of where it ends, I believe. Hell yeah, play that dubstep. We are in 2008 right now.
All
right,
so we're going to do one. I know I said one more match before. We're going to do another match.
I'm going to go heals. I'm going to go heals.
You're going to go heals?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Somebody asked, what's the story of this game? Or what's the... Somebody filled them in. Right, we're playing Bleeding Edge. It's a 4v4 multiplayer PvP melee combat game.
MOBA,
but I feel like...
I think if you just say it's a 4v4 hero-based fighting game.
Yeah, that's kind of more what it is. Because like MOBA, I feel like you kind of associate with like having minions and lanes. And there's no lanes in this game. And you don't have your minions, right? But
you just kind of go to the objective.
Yeah.
Tank, heals, damage.
Yeah, it's like Overwatch where there's different modes. Like different maps have different objectives.
Yeah.
And you're just trying to fulfill that objective.
How good does this controller feel, though, Bless?
It feels different. I don't know how I feel. Maybe it's just I got to learn the paddles.
Or it might be because I have it on a higher tension to where it's a little bit tougher to push.
Oh, yeah.
I like the higher tension. I like when the game pushes back and says, no, sir.
Hell yeah. Is this the actual last match? Or how many last matches are we doing today?
This is the last match. Fro.
Well, you got
so there are
no, I'm just giving you guys shit.
Somebody said hero brawler. That sounds about right. It's a hero fighter. Yeah, fighter is a weird term because I don't want to get this confused with like a fighting game.
We've once again been put on a team that is getting their asses whipped.
Oh, you were in the middle. Jeez. Yeah,
but I'm healing this dude, and you better fucking do the thing. You better kick ass, bro.
I think hero brawler is a great way to describe this.
You got heals. You got a pocket heal.
Dude,
take his ass down.
Heal him and like also take the point, man.
Somebody said, "How about Gotham City Imposters?" Right, guys. Dude, I played Gotham City Imposters for a good 2 days.
I never tried it, man.
I tried it, and I was like, this is a weird thing.
That brought me back. When was that? Like 2012 or something like that?
Yeah, that sounds about right. 2012, 2011.
Get out of the way, train! I want to help this guy down there! Fuck!
They could put out a new Gotham City Imposters, and I feel like it'd do well today.
I remember that being
after
announced.
After Birds of Prey?
I remember that being announced, and it was like shortly after Arkham City, and I was bummed that it wasn't an Arkham sequel.
Dude, such a weird, weird idea.
Very weird idea.
Yeah.
I'm healing these dudes, and they're not supporting me.
Mm,
you know?
They're protecting you. They're not treating you
I
the way
am
you
their
should be
support,
treated.
But they need to be my support as well. You know?
It's Valentine's Day. You want the reciprocation.
Ways. Yeah. Hey, we're coming back, though, dude. Again, if you have somebody
you
who's
are
like,
coming back.
If you have somebody who's like, I'm going to heal you this whole match, and I'm going to be dedicated to that role, the odds are you're going to win. Like, if this ninja dude decides to do anything, decides to be worth a damn. Oh, here's the wall. Oh, yeah, I fucked up. I put up the wall. I didn't mean to. All right, let's get back through there. Oh, I need... All right, here we go. All right, kill this dude. Kill this dude, please. Kill him. This. And I can shoot him, too. You know, see what I'm saying? Pretty cool.
Oh, she's so low.
About to die. Ah, dead bitch. What's the point that's available?
C.
Oh,
is,
C.
Yeah.
I mean, we're right
upstairs.
Here, baby.
Yeah, you're right there. You got it.
Where is it?
It feels good to heal people. Also.
Yeah,
right?
Man.
Like you
feel
like
if you're doing a job, you're doing a damn, you're doing a job.
Yeah.
Like, where's this freaking nature going?
Like, you're setting people up.
Let's take his
right
ass
now.
Down.
Oh, yeah. See, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm...
You see? This is how you play the game!
You guys are taking the lead.
Oh, shit. She's ulting. You know what I mean? You attack when you need to. You heal when you can. Where's the rest of our team at, though? That's a big problem. Oh, Jesus. A giant ass train. We're dead.
Oh, man. Because
the train got in the fucking way.
Yo, we go to the right. You can jump over him.
Oh!
Oh, my God. Nice.
Sick.
That's funny. That's hilarious.
Oh, they're taking it back. Like, for real, where is my team, guys? Where are they? You know?
They're all killed.
Two of them just respond.
I'm just sick.
They all just respond, it looks
and
like.
And they're picking different heroes now.
Yeah.
I need to just, like, be in getaway mode. So they don't try to pick me off at the last second. They're all coming after me right now. They're all behind me.
Oh!
Son of a bitch! Son of a bitch! I need to go find...
Are they still chasing you?
I need to go find my squad.
They're still chasing you.
Yeah, they are.
All right, here we go. Okay, now they're gone.
Hey, where are you going?
Oh, no, they're right there.
We need to go to point... Wait, what? Oh, there isn't a point available yet. Dude, we have the lead.
The two of the points are about to go live.
We have the lead. Yeah. 2 points are going live right now. We need to get to a point right now. Where the fuck are these points at? Oh, up here. Right? No. That's a home base.
Going down. You gotta go downwards. You gotta go this way. Yeah. So right there, that's B. And then, if you hang A right, you'll go to A. But you don't want to go there by yourself.
No, I put up a wall. I didn't mean to. Sorry, I put up a wall. I didn't mean to.
Again, we're playing Bleeding Edge. On Xbox One, game releases March 24th, 2020.
Get out of the wall, you fucking loser!
Published by Xbox Game Studios, developed by Ninja Theory, developers of Hellblade and other great games.
Ah, I keep putting up this stupid wall and I don't mean to, man. Oh, I trapped his ass back there. Ah, oh, fuck, they got me.
that was a pro gamer move.
That was a sick move right there. Use your nitro jump. Wow, that's perfect. Oh, that's right. I can jump high. All right, they took the lead back, but we're fine, man. We're fine.
We got this.
We're taking A. Okay, cool. Tight. See, they're just ganging up on us. They know, like, to take down people in packs. And it's really fucking annoying. All right, let's go. I'm following you, my dude. I'm following you. Where do I capture? Oh, they're all open now. Son of a bitch. Let's go to A. Man, I wish we were just playing co-op right now.
Yeah, I do. I wish we were playing together.
All right. You got heals, bro. You got heals. No, you don't anymore. Take his ass out. I didn't mean to do that.
You got this. Oh, yeah.
You're dead, dude. You're fucking dead as doornails, dude.
He's so close to death.
You are dead as doornails. Somebody come get him. Can you come get him, please? Can you come get him?
He's donezo.
Can you do something? There we go. We got it. We got his ass.
I was going to say, if he didn't go down, we would have just had to turn this game
off. We got 2 points. We got 2 points up right now. They're hacking point B. Are they? Oh, they are. Yeah.
Get your ultimate ready. Just heads up.
Fuck you, bitch. Fuck you. Go to hell. Oh, come on. It's such little damage because I'm a healer and it makes sense, but I just want to stagger his bitch ass. So bad. Nah, I think I'm the attacks are too far away that they're not even locking on anymore.
Oh, man, you guys are right there.
We're right there, guys. We're right there. We're going to win this one, man. I got a good feeling about it, dude.
So, audio listeners, I apologize. We're deep in it now.
We're deep in it, right?
This isn't about learning the game anymore. This is about playing.
B just opened, by the way.
Yeah.
What was that, Barrett?
It looks like B just opened.
Yeah, B is open. And we got to get there. And now I gotta go help out these little freaks of nature, heal them up. But they're getting too far away. That's where I'll say, back out. Oh, they have like a little ability that's a. Watch, we're gonna solo these two dudes, dude. Freak on a leash.
Why?
Oh god,
he's gotta protect you. There we go.
Freak on a leash. It's okay.
You're in there.
Don't worry, audio listeners. The match is still going, and you just died.
Jump will use an evade. Oh man, it's so fucking close, dude. Hold on, chat. How did we lose that point when there was two people over there dealing with us? Like, are we that bad? We are, huh?
Yeah.
No, where'd you go, dude?
He's gonna go to point A because point A is about to open.
This is gonna open, right? Yeah, point A. Yeah.
A is mine. Here we go.
Okay, I need someone to heal, bro. You gotta come to me, man. Why are you just running? It's the only point available. You fucking moron. Like, this team just doesn't know what they're doing, man.
I'm with you, man.
They just don't, Bless.
They don't. It's unfortunate, too, because...
Oh, my God.
You're out here giving your all. Oh, my God. That trade is devastating.
Do something, Ninja Man! Fuck! You know?
What is this guy doing? I know.
Fight him! Here, do something there. I don't know what that does. Do something with it. Jesus, these guys are absolute losers. Good team though. We're doing fine though. See, like I need help. I need help. I need support. You know, if you're not gonna support me, who is?
Hey, that's true. I mean, you guys are still putting up a fight.
I gotta heal this man over here.
I am very invested in this match, by the way.
Me too, man. Me fucking too, Bless.
You guys are giving them your all.
I just wish this ability was worth a damn. Oh, I need heals. Oh.
All right, you guys are going to move on to B.
Oh, gosh, you fuck. Where's my team?
No points are open right now. Don't worry.
Don't worry. B's about to open.
You still got this, man.
You still got this.
Last time I checked, you guys are still in the lead. Barely, but you're there.
B is open.
This
B
is gonna be, is the, this, is gonna be the, this is the last.
This is the one. Oh, this the one. Is the fucking one, bro.
This is the last push.
This is the one right in the middle, dude. The for the whole enchilada, the whole tamale. Yep, and they have no heels and they're
entire
going down.
Burrito.
Buttholes are tight.
It looks like we have, dude, we're going to win this, dude. We're going to win this, bro.
Oh, they're coming.
You're lonely. They're coming for you. Coming.
Yeah, but we got a full squad right here. Oh, we got here full we go. Squad, yep. Baby.
Oh, that was like an Avengers moment right there. They're all coming. Oh, like, no, they took it.
I mean, I thought they were the all coming.
Where is your team?
Yeah, bro. That's what I'm saying, bro.
Oh, you guys are...
Yeah, baby!
Let's go. We end on a V, people.
And I had a super right there that I was about to use. Just overwhelm these guys. Look, I set up a wall. Didn't matter. You know what I mean? Yeah. Get the hell out of here, dude.
Look
God
at that.
Damn. Best game ever, man. That was a great video game.
Now that you played a game where it feels like you know the loop, you got an idea of what direction the character is supposed to go, all this stuff, right? How do you feel?
Like, that's one reason why I love playing support. Because... Uh-huh. You keep your team up, and there's a level of cohesiveness. But it felt like when you and I were trying out DPS or tank, the heals just weren't there.
Yeah.
And that is like, that's not the game's fault. That's more of a
player communication thing,
you know.
Right. And it seems like that's going to be benefited if you have people to play this game with.
If you know that, like, it's like when me and my friends play Overwatch online at night, it's like, all right, I guess I'll go heal since we need heals, you know. And I think this game, as long as you are playing with friends... And there's constant communication. That's where it can be fun. But before that, it was just rough because we were getting worked. And there was just no level of communication. Now there is that little communication wheel. We just didn't utilize it. Didn't know how to use it.
Yeah.
But
try to use it. Use my ultimate instead.
That's true. I mean, you know, it was fun there at the end because we won. But, you know, does that outweigh?
Yeah. But, like, this last match, though, it seems like your head was in the right place, right?
Sure.
We got the grasp of it. We know the abilities. We know the rules, all this stuff. It seems like there was more there.
There was more of a vision there at the end because I could see clearly, you know.
Do you have an urge to pick up
this
game?
I put on my gunner glasses. Do I have an urge to what?
To pick up this game when it comes out.
We'll see. Like, if you guys decide to play... I'll be down to hop on for a few matches.
Yeah.
But I am not like, I got to play this now.
Yeah, I think for me, I'll be there for the first couple days and see. You know, it'll be one of those ones where it's like, all right, let's see how this goes. Because it's on Game Pass, right?
Yeah.
And it's $30, but I'll be picking it up on Game Pass as opposed to paying the $30. But, you know, with that accessibility, I feel like it's worth it at least trying out for me.
Do you think you're going to, because I think a lot of it comes down to, will you find a main? And
yeah, that's true.
A main that you can feel that you're super comfortable with all their abilities and their combos and stuff like that. I think that's where, like somebody in chat mentioned, once you start comboing the super abilities or just comboing abilities, period, that's where the secret sauce of the game is, you know.
I think my thing is, like, the easiest comparison for this game is Overwatch, as we brought up a million times, right? Like, this game has a lot of Overwatch elements. And the thing that Overwatch kind of has that keeps me coming back is the variety in modes and maps keeps me engaged in the way that I really, in this game so far, only like the capture the point modes. And it seems like that's half the game, right? It seems like it's that. And of course, it's the closed beta, right? And so maybe there'll be more in the end. But I wasn't really feeling the, whatchamacallit, collect the power cells thing.
Same.
That didn't seem too appealing to me in the ways that, like, the first time I played... push the payload in Overwatch, I was like, oh, I'm in. First time I played capture the point in Overwatch, I was like, I'm in, right? So far, the capture the point in this game seems fun, but even then, like, it's not like I'm it's not all the way fun, right?
Yeah.
Like, it seems like there's still places where this game can improve.
Sure.
And it, you know, there's time for it to improve within the next month and a half.
I mean, I had a blast there at the end. Once you get a grasp of everything, I think that's where it starts to feel right.
There you go. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you can, of course, see Andy possibly play this game more over on twitch.tv/AndyCortez.
We'll see.
On March, whenever this game comes out. March 24th, 2020. Of course,
Luck of the Irish, right?
Luck of the Irish. Of course, this... Wait, what's that reference?
St. Patrick's Day, maybe? I don't know.
When is Save Action Day? Yeah, for a second I was with you, and then I thought about it. I was like, no, I don't know what that means at all.
Different time zones, you know?
This is kind of funny. First impressions. Each episode, we join you and talk about the new and exciting games we're able to get our hands on. You can access it live right here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames or later on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames and on podcast services around the globe on the Gamescast feed. I've been Blessing. That's been Andy Cortez. We'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace.